Blog Talk Radio. and I love you so. Forever, my love.
Hey, welcome to Versatile Radio and Freestyle Paradise. This is Mary, and we have Amaretto on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a very successful show yesterday. You want to tell us a little bit about how it went?
Yeah. I missed that one question.
How did the show go? I heard that it was, you know, a very good success. Do you want to kind of tell our listeners a little bit about how it went and how you felt about being up there performing?
Well, it went very well. It was a great experience. It was exciting. We saw a lot of other freestyle artists perform as well that we haven't seen in a while. My dances were elated. I was ecstatic. I was thankful, and it was a blessing to take pictures with fans, some which I haven't seen in a while. I recognize faces, although they're grown now, and some are older. I saw their children, and it was great to see the youngsters, small children. I mean, I'm speaking they're in the third, fourth, fifth grade, come with their parents and ask me to sign their T-shirts. I had a whole bunch of young, beautiful youngsters just asking me questions, and I signed the back of their T-shirts. I had photos, but by then they were taken back to the limo. So, but that was exciting for me.
Wow. Well, it was a pretty good turnout, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say. It was 96 degrees. A lot of people inboxed me that some were stuck in traffic. There was still a line of people coming in as I left. We got into, believe it or not, our limo was hit by a driver.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had a whole side of the limo scratched and dented, and that's why there's no photos of the limo. I was scared for my life for a quick minute. It was a youngster, but you could see he's about 19 years old, teenager on the road. We hit a collision, but thank God I made it. I was almost missed sound check, but I made it. I had 30 seconds to go, and if I did not get that sound check, my show would have not sounded as great. Sound check is one of the most important things in the world. If you get sound check, you must honor it as an artist. I've learned that. Just be there for it. It makes a hell of a lot of difference in how your show sounds.
Okay. Other than that, I mean, thank God that you made it out of the accident.
Yeah, we did. We got out rather quick. We paid the guy off.
Okay. how did it feel up there for you, Amaretto, to be back on stage after all these years with, a few artists that you used to perform with back in the days? How was that feeling? I mean, me personally, I know that, you've been through a little bit of a struggle, in your comeback, but, I've never had a doubt that you can do it, regardless of your age, what you've been through. You still got up there, you did the damn thing, and, considering all the things that you've been going through as far as the industry and that, how did that feel for you, after the fact of performing and when you're walking off stage?
Well, I would say that it was an awesome experience, and I kind of came full circle, just to bring back the essence of what Amaretto, Calabi Rock, the Latin freestyle, Latin hip hop, flavor of the 80s, somewhat with a twist today with something new. It was somehow like a dream come true.
I hear you. it's been a while since you've been on stage, correct?
In that capacity, yes. Because
right.
that was radio. And that I'm talking FM legit. Everything, everyone, and his mom was there. The sponsors of Coca-Cola. I can't believe I was given so much to drink and eat. It was a great experience to not have to worry about food because things like this. I did street festivals. In other words, in the last 3 years to get to this spot, I must have done, I would say, more than 24 street festivals. And so that helps a lot. I mean, if any artist is looking to try to, like, walk the steps I'm trying to take, even though it's not, I would say, a grand start would be to get as much as you can in promo, local street festivals, local cable, and know all your PDs, which is program directors of radio, get a good relationship, and those on internet radio.
Correct. Okay, so otherwise, bottom line, I mean, it turned out pretty good for you, and I congratulate you, you know, for the success of getting through it, and like I said, regardless of all the controversy and the things that you go through, you know, on the sidelines, but
I believe that the way I approach this is I do give thanks to the forefathers of Quality Rocks. I'm one of them still standing, though, I have to say, because they, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have any Quality Rock freestyle. So as a female, one of three, I'm proud to say that I do give thanks to the men, Ray Serrano and Jose Prieto, for this beautiful gift. And I know I tried to bring this out, that we did exist in memory, loving memory, even though we've had our controversy. Out now, the direction that I've done and what they see now is that it really is a homage. It really is a way for me to say, hey, at least one of us did it. Because I know he had 3 years to do this, and so far he hasn't produced anything as far as another way to bring Clave Rock back. I mean, I'm sure he will find a way, but when he does, I will be the number one fan. I will support. But right now, I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? I got up and I brought back the flavor I felt I had to do back then today as a female singer, performer, in the whole genre of Clave Rock freestyle. Because every freestyle we do is collabable. My music as well. What I hear on that stage that I did, you can do clave to every single one of my songs.
Okay. That's awesome. And I completely respect what you do. I respect your music, and I respect your career in music, where you're going with it. And, you know, if we all know that just being in the industry, period, you're going to come across. Every artist comes across haters, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, make any kind of issue or anything like that. I mean, I love everybody that's in the industry. I just, you know, I have a thing about sticking up for anybody that anybody's going to attack. You know what I'm saying?
Well, things seem quiet now after this show. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I haven't seen anything at all negative. I think now people see where I'm trying to go. Bringing the Clave Rock back a little bit. I mean, it is part of me. I did live it for the first 3 years. Then I had the Lisa gig and other things that went on in between. So, you know, I'm now full circle as a solo artist, but can't you just love my dancers? I have to give them right now a shout out. Beautiful person, Celeste. Angela, another gorgeous young lady, Denise, mini me. She represents me, what I was 25 years ago. If you look at her, you can see a glimpse of me. And of course, Donald, the male dancer, he's the male guy in the group. So, like, we did our thing. I mean, this is more to come because each one of us can play an instrument. So my objective is to have a full orchestra at some point and do the big thing one day, you know, because I have lots of other music too, little Latin hip hop, little Latin salsa, you know, a little something there with the Latin flavor.
Right. You know what, Amaretto, I love your voice. I think you're very gifted. I'm going to put it out there because I can. Somebody was just in our chat room named Midnight Internet Radio, whoever you are. I welcomed you to the chat room. you know, you I let you go ahead and give your statement as far as your opinion and what you felt about what I'm doing, and I just started the show, so. But thank you. Thank you for logging in. I just kicked you off.
Oh, what did the person say? Because I'm not on a computer. You have to tell me later.
It don't even matter. It don't even matter. It wasn't good enough for them to keep them in my chat room. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Anyway.
So let me get to this point. The point is that I have new music, okay? And that's where I'm going with this. So I want to thank you. I'm right here if you need to ask me anything else.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I just wanted to bring you on the show today, which will also be aired through Freestyle Paradise Radio, if not later on tonight, right after this show. It will be aired sometime this week, and we also will be coming on Freestyle Paradise Radio on Tuesday with some really, really deep, thorough interviews with a few artists out here on the West Coast, and you guys are going to love it. You guys are absolutely going to love it right now.
Let me say hi to the West Coast. I forgot totally. Hi there, West Coast people. We're here in New York, East Coast. We love you. Mwah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're coming out. We're bringing you out pretty soon, okay? So you just
hang
in there.
Love you, Molly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, too. And here we go. I'm going to play this track right here by Amaretto.
Yeah.
Thank you.
with the Shadow at Freestyle Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio, America's number one choice for better freestyle music.
everybody. It's your boy, Steven Eric, the one and only freestyle artist. Hanging out with your boy, DJ Shadow, on Freestyle Paradise.
protect the director from suicide.
Okay, chaps, take it from the top.
yeah, Versatile Radio. We're live with AC, the promoter. Are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
How you been?
All right. Just busy, real busy right now.
Busy. Okay. Well, I just want to let the listeners know that this is the first time having you on our show on Versatile Radio, Freestyle Paradise. And
yes,
what we're going to do is just briefly interview AC a little bit so you guys kind of get familiar with him and his music, and we're going to be featuring a couple of his songs.
All right.
You want to tell us right quick where you're at right now and what you're doing in your career?
Okay. Yeah.
Anything coming up?
Yeah. If you're not familiar with me, I go by AC the Promoter. I've been in the game for many years, since like 98, but I'm still young. Don't worry about that. Anyways, I was born and raised in Southern California. You know what I mean? Did my thing out there, and then my career brought me to Arizona, and I love Arizona. I live in Arizona as we speak. I'm in Tucson, Arizona. You know, I just worked with the best of them, you know, toured with the best of them, did my thing. I got a website out, you know, acthepromoterenc.com, you know, that you go check out my website. It has merchandise thing on there. You can go get T-shirts, AC the Promoter shirts, and which I – thank you to everybody that I've already got some and stuff, and you know, it's actually we're doing really good. Also, I have albums. You know, I have my first album came out through Universal. It's called AC the Promoter, the album. That was like in 06, I think. And then my last one was me and Cueta Yesca. It's called City to City, with features from like Frankie J, MB Ryder, Slow Pain, Little One, DJ Sancho, stuff like that. And that album, you know, I think I sent you a couple of songs from that one. And then the new one's called AC the Promoter's Compo. And that one is me, Dolly Girl, Lady Sinful, my homie Wicks, and S.A. Shorty is my camp. And you can see all their bios and everything on my website. If you go to that artist section, you'll see the bios and all that good stuff. And, you know, check out, read
right.
The people, you know, their lives and stuff, you know. It's just going nuts, man.
Yeah,
doing my thing.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, once again, to the listeners, we're going to go ahead and get into more of an in-depth interview with Mr.
Yeah.
AC. And this will be coming up next week. But for now, look at first, I'm going to go ahead and play this song, Nobody Gotta Know. Zigzag of MB Writers is on this track with you, Cueta Yesca. And is there anybody else on this track with you?
Nah, it's me, Zigzag, and Cueta. It's called Nobody Gotta Know, and it's on my City to City album.
Okay. And once again, want to let everybody know where they can find the links to purchase your music?
They can go to acthepromoterent.com. Or CD Baby, and my songs are up for download and stuff like that, I guess.
Okay, you know, you have quite a bit of fans across the country, across the nation, actually, and you know, you want to kind of give a little bit of, you know, some shout outs out to the East Coast, everybody on the West Coast, Northwest, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know a lot of people. Yeah, go ahead.
I've been in New York twice, you know what I'm saying? What people probably don't know is because I've never really put it out there, but first time I ever went to New York, it was 1999 or something like that, yeah, 99, and I was on Ricky Lake. So they flew me to New York, and I swear, I was on Ricky Lake. If you guys could Google it or whatever, this topic was called Girl, Give It a Rest, Stop Flaunting Your Chest. So you can
wow.
Go ahead and look for that.
Hey,
I'm wearing
an
LA hat on
out.
Ricky Lake. Don't worry.
Check this out, AC. I was on the Ricky Lake show too, like in 93, I think. And
oh wow.
But I'm not gonna give the title of my show because I ain't real proud of that show. You know what I mean? But, there you go. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play this track right quick. I have this evening. I have a co-host. With me, his name is David Eric, and he himself is also an artist. We will be playing a couple of his songs. Are you there with us, David? Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi, Eric here.
Yeah, can you hear me? All right. Sounds like we're having a little bit of audio difficulties, but we will we'll get it fixed pretty quick here. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play this one song. And again, this is the Zigzag of NB Riders and Guete Yeska with AC the Promoter. Nobody got to know.
Come and talk to my food or what? Yes, God, you know how I do it. And she loves the way I'm moving. Cause I push it, yeah. I push it real good. So good, she don't gotta mess with no other homies from the hood. No, alone. And I know that this is on the low, so I just handle my business. But then I'm out with the quickness. And I know that you want me to stay. Baby girl, I feel the same way. Since nobody's got to know me, man. Baby, Quetta's got to go. Even though.
Tonight, it's me and you tonight. What you want, let's go.
Yeah, Versatile Radio. Thank you for listening, everybody. We still have AC and Amaretto on the line with us. Can you guys both hear me?
Yes,
what
I can.
What
Hello.
Right, okay.
Yeah, what up?
AC, let me introduce you to Amaretto. She's a freestyle artist. And Amaretto, this is AC, Latin Hip Hop.
Yeah. Hi, AC. How you doing? I'm a freestyle music dance artist. How are you? I like your song.
Thanks. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's all about collaborating right here at Versatile Radio Freestyle Paradise. Listen, this next track that I'm going to play is it is titled Summer Love. You want to tell us a little bit about that, AC?
All right. Yeah, this one right here, this one I did, I went up to Northern, middle of California, up in Lompoc, and I collaborated with my boy T-Dre from Cali Lifestyle, which is CLS. They're old school, if you're not familiar with them, like back in the days. And then him and his homegirl is on the hook. Her name's Sarah S. And then Shorty J, he's on the third verse and stuff, and it's called Summer Love. It's for the hot summer nights, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just out there kicking it on the streets.
Like tonight, right?
Yeah. I'm in Arizona. Yeah, it's hot.
Well, this is Summer Love by AC, the promoter, T. Dre, and Shorty J. Actually, Sarah S. And we'll be right back. I want to go ahead and touch down on the subject that both of you as artists in the different genres that you guys are doing music in is actually a controversy right now with the new movements that are coming out. Latin hip hop and freestyle music. You guys hold the line and enjoy the song.
To let you know about ours.
That's right.
AC,
baby.
T-Dre of Cali Lifestyle.
What?
And the homie Shorty J.
What's up, boo? Tell me what you want to do. Take a ride in the caddy, coupe, cool. Baby girl, let's whoop de woo. She kissed but don't tell. Got back like a big old whale. Down the rendezvous or any motel. Nails done, head did, and only got one kid. And she never speak no evil about the things we did. Rid of any plan she had to come kill it with dad. With a little dick and big old bag. With that stick, stinky, icky, bomb fizzle, tea drizzle. Make a giggle, hit that middle. A little to the left, a little to the right. Plugged into the phone jack, pussy all night. Don't get up tight, cause I never do it wrong. Doing my thing to the break of dawn. Summer love. Summer love, 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 summer
that was AC, the promoter, with Summer Love.
Check it out. That song right there. I forgot to mention that song right there. Just came out on the brand new Lowrider magazine compilation CD that just came out. It's called Still Something. Lowrider 13. Lowrider magazine. You know how Lowrider puts out CDs, compilations? That one's number 10 on the album.
Most definitely. I'll go ahead and I'll get that link from you later on, and we'll promote that on the show we got coming up this week, okay?
Right.
All right, definitely. All right, listen, like I said, I kind of wanted to just real quick touch down on this one that's been brought up. Moreto, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I apologize. Also, real quick, I want to thank Eric Bush, who is also my co-host for tonight, and he is an artist over here on the West Coast. Eric, can you hear me now?
I can hear you good, Mary. What's up?
Yes, Eric. Welcome to Versatile Radio. We have Almoretto and AC, the promoter. Tonight.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing?
It's great again.
Hi. Great. How are you out there?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, so what I was getting to is this this thing with freestyle music, okay? First, when they came out, and we're not going to go ahead and you know, take it back as far as, you know, da-da-da-da. It is what it is. It was what it was. Me personally, you know, as a DJ back in the days, when freestyle came out and you know, me latching onto it, I used to call it freestyle Latin hip-hop, okay? And quite a few artists that I talked to via freestyle artist and Latin hip-hop artist, both have agreed on the same thing. And as far as it, you know, separating and going out into its own genre, can you, okay, number one, Amaretto, I'm going to start with you.
Right here.
What do you have to say about, yes, what do you have to say about that right there?
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, the question is, or actually, you know, little topic or whatever is, do you remember when freestyle first came out? Wasn't it titled Freestyle / Latin Hip Hop?
No, it was not.
It wasn't? Okay,
no, let me explain. I'm an original pioneer. One of those that what we did was we stood up in a time when hip-hop did not have anything to do with Latin music. The success of Amaretto's Clave Rock was that we crossed over. We were able to do this from 1985 to 1988, partly due to promotions done by a Latin manager promoter named David Maldonado, who was bilingual and this person was able to get us into management where Menudo was in the offices with Mark Anthony and Sapphire, and all of us were able to bring up Latin hip hop, meaning Spanish lyrics, paving the way for Spanish beats. That's what created Latin hip hop. Later on, it became freestyle, partly due to the Italians, which today is freestyle music. What this freestyle rap is now is just freestyling rap music, really, from hip hop. It's not nothing to do with Latin hip hop, Latin freestyle, which is what's happening.
Okay.
It's two different things going on. So I don't know who's trying to merge them together, like it's some kind of feud, but there is no rivalry. There's no, I don't see any of that.
No. I don't believe anything about a rivalry.
You said controversy.
Actually, I used the wrong word. I apologize. It's not really a controversy. It's just a topic that's being brought up right now.
Okay, let me hear that. It's something new to me.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. that you know, people, you know, with the whole, you know, freestyle movement coming back, the whole, you know, new movement, dance music, slash a little bit of salsa, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Till now, there's still not a name for it. But back when freestyle music first started, it had Latin hip-hop behind it.
It was called Latin hip-hop. The artists that could be verified is Arlene, Naomi, Amaretto. That's it. That was the first three. You also had other artists, though. You had, like, Latin Supremes. You had Sweet Sensation. You had this group called MCKT. They started that, Puerto Rican rappers.
Right.
Okay.
Latin Empire.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. I mean, you're right there in New York, Amaretto, and you know, like I said, you know, you're one of the artists that was there when the freestyle you know, movement first came out. AC, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Leather and Lace. That was the group, Leather and Lace. Yeah, that's it. That's Latin hip hop right there.
All right, AC, you've been promoting.
I don't know about any guys though.
Okay, you've been promoting for quite a while now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when out here in Cali, when
Angelina,
the freestyle movement,
Angelina?
You know what I'm saying? Like the Stevie B, the Trinneer.
I've done a show with Trinneer actually like a couple years ago in El Paso. Angelina, she used to be, you know, but I never even heard of this feud or nothing, so I'm just listening, learning right now. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's
actually not a feud. It's just a topic, and my bad, I apologize. You know, I used the wrong word.
Oh, okay.
But,
no problem.
Yeah, it's just one of the topics that are being brought up. Yeah, well, I mean, you could go to any one of you know, the replays on my episodes here on Versatile Radio, and but not really a big deal. Just to me, it's just a lot of the artists and in the new movement, and producers and promoters have talked about it.
Let me just interject. Hold on a second. I just want you to know something. Latin hip-hop back in the early 80s meant hip-hop with Spanish lyrics. It paved the way for producers to do electronic melodic music based on Afro Bambaataa's beat. It cracked down dance music. It featured Tito Puente playing timbales on our record. It sort of crossed us over. The Italians liked us. They called us freestyle. And then you have more people like Cynthia, Johnny O come on board. This is freestyle music, dance music. We're not talking about today's freestyle rap.
Yeah. Either way, I love it all, damn it. And
it's somehow coming together now. I'm hearing like overtones.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I'm actually getting to, Amaretto.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing what you shared, AC. And real quick, you know, I don't want to stay on this and you know, making any kind of issues or whatever, because like I said, we're having another episode scheduled for next week sometime that is going to be more in depth with some other bigger artists, and we'll you know, slowly but surely get to wherever we got to get to and in this new movement. And the show is titled Unity in Music Worldwide. I just wanted to touch down a little bit. BTS. I apologize, AC, go ahead. What were you going
to say? Shade of Brown, yeah. You know what's happening, I mean, just real quick, let me just touch on it, and it makes for good music, is like, you know, artists these days are sampling old tracks, like freestyle tracks and stuff like that, sampling the beats, and you know what I mean, and it makes for good, you know, when they come back out, and like, what is that, I can't remember the name right now, but like, the beat's been used so many times, and every time it's pretty tight, you know what I mean, I got five on it. Like I got five on that beat, you know what I mean? That's Club Nouveau.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Right,
that's original,
right.
and P. Diddy came out. I mean, but it makes for good songs, you know what I mean? Like, that
yeah.
It's lovely stuff when they do that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, let's get
right.
some of your songs. Let's go.
Yes. we definitely are.
I like his song. I just want you to know, AC, I love your song. The first song I heard. Really
thank
like
you,
it a lot. Yeah, that's I can see me over there grooving to that. Very nice.
Hey, go to my website.
I don't want to leave my
will.
AC the promoter, ENT, like entertainment, ENT.com.
Yeah.
I just put it up.
Okay.
And it's I actually got a show. I got a show this Friday, Tucson, Arizona, July 12th.
Nice.
It's Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's called the West Coast Fest Tour. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Mac 10, E40, DJ Quick, Warren G, Dog Pound, which is Dazzin' Corrupt, and Baby Bash, and also Sugar Free. And that's Friday in Tucson, Arizona.
Nice.
Amphitheater.
Hey,
very nice.
Show,
very nice. How wonderful.
Definitely. And real quick, before we put this track on, Eric,
yeah.
Are you there? Can you hear us? What do you feel about this right quick? Just let the music play on.
Yeah, just
right.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
just
let
the music go.
Yeah.
Do your thing, y'all.
Got a boy with the homies. AC the promoter and DTTX. From Light and Shade of Brown.
Tip one, I see you, baby.
I see you, yeah. Got a living, I live it with no limit. I spit game with the nickname Delinquent. No one gave us a chance, and now we just stick up. I eat rappers all day so fast, I hiccup. Water, pass me the Henny. Yeah, your boy fat, and they say I need Jenny. Craig with the bread, just got me wanting a toast. With my team that's been down, since Bob Barker was host. I'm in the hood, in the game accordingly. Toss with my connect, respect it, I'm making more than 3 points on every order. Through borders, we'll call the keys, 7 for the low. I can front 2 if you order 3. Good boy, so it's best that you back off. Back out, black 9, cereal scratched off. I'm on the road, always obey the code. What's told is understood, understood it shouldn't be told.
On the grind, doing mine all the time, and I ain't really hard to find. Keeping a gutter in the streets with my peeps, going hard in your face like I was wearing spike cleats. Boy, I'm all over, from here to Dakota. Everybody knows AC the promoter.
AC.
West Coast legend, real-time soldier. Party's just begun, we don't leave till it's over. I'm so gutter, thick like butter. Boy, I go hard, you know I got it covered. Hand with this pressure, don't stress the strain, because you know I'm just the type to go against the grain. I said I do what I gotta, I hold it down. I said I'm 10 toes down when I touch the ground. So savage, no, I do damage. Full-time hustler, boy, you can't manage.
Got a boy, I do what I got to do.
Just in Okay, Versatile Radio, welcome back. We still are live with AC, the promoter, and Amaretto. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Another homie. What about Bush?
Hey, that was the jam right there, Gutter Boy, right?
Gutter Boy, yeah, it's featuring Lighter Shade of Brown and my boys, Gutter Boy. So my new album is coming out.
All right, let's go ahead and throw out your links right quick and the show you got coming out. Let's tell everybody about that right quick.
Okay, you can add my like page right now if you're listening. Facebook, go get a pen or go get to the computer. Facebook.com/AC the Promoter ENT. Be careful because if you don't put the ENT, there's an AC the Promoter. It has over like 700 likes and it's not me. But it's me. It's my pictures.
What music categorize that as? At what? Tell me, rap, hip hop, at what?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
What do you, what do you call his music?
Just AC the Promoter. I don't like to classify myself. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I'm for all music.
Is he hip-hop? What is he?
R&B? Yeah. Hip-hop, rap. Yeah, like that.
Hip-hop, rap,
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what?
But AC the Promoter, ENT, that's the like
nice.
Page.
Nice
then,
music. I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We still categorize his type of music as Latin hip-hop. And
yeah.
And you know, as he said, AC himself, he does it all. You know what I mean?
But I don't hear any Latin words in there. Wait a second, I don't hear any Latin words in there.
I don't
hear
Spanish.
I don't hear any Latin words. I don't hear anything in Spanish. That's not. That's not Latin hip hop. I'm sorry.
You want
to crucify me? But I don't understand. Are you Latin yourself, or are you African American black? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You're Mexican.
So for you guys. Out there, that's Latin hip hop because he's Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, trust
but, you
me.
Know,
I've been
I don't
in
hear
York.
No Spanish, though. I don't hear
I've
you
been,
say anything
been,
in Spanish.
I've been in New York twice. It's way a different, whole different culture out there,
yeah.
Whole different lifestyle.
So, do you say anything in Spanish ever on your song? That would make it more Latin hip hop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do like simple words. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Honestly, my mom didn't teach me Spanish. My grandma
I'll
knows full Spanish.
I'll write you some words in Spanish. I'll make you real legit Latin hip hop. You're there.
I'm inspired
by you.
I know the right things to say, like Ben Vergara, mommy.
Middle of the floor with four flat tires, body looking sore. I pulled up in my Lex and asked her how she's been. She said, I'll never be the same again. I thought, ain't this a shame? Sitting all disgusted, her pipes are busted, the paint is rusted. Damn, now what's the rider do? If you didn't know, yo, cars get lonely too. I'm looking for a price tag in the window. 2 G's, that's the price of a pinto. I said, baby, your way worth. I pulled 2 G's out and laid it on the table. I want the one with the Chevrolet label. Now she's mine and she's the best thing in this world. Yo, she's my low rider girl. Cruising with chrome wires, and all that's left is a brand new paint job that's tight.
my lowrider girl. Afternoon in the city, and my lowrider girl was sitting pretty. I grabbed the keys, hopped in the front seat. Lowriders on the radio, I'm mobbing to the beat. It's just me and my parlor, and I won't give her up for $100 million. You see, these things come priceless to me. I raised this girl ever since she was my baby. I treat her like I would treat my own wife. For the rest of my life, she will be my shiny light. My only dream is to put her on the scene of a lowrider magazine so she can be seen. I put so much in her. For me, it's a thrill. It's a trip how a dream came real. I dedicate this one to all you lowriders in the world. Yo, and all you lowrider girls.
Mi mamacita, dime. But I love you, love you, love you so.
Yo, welcome back to Versatile Radio. Amaretto, do you remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know who sang it, but I remember the melodies of my mom used to hear that stuff. You tell me who sang it.
Okay. That's the same thing as, like, I remember a face, but I won't remember your name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, that's kind of before my time a little.
All right. Mr. Eric, do you remember that song?
That's probably a little bit before my time as well.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. So that tells me I'm doing something right here. You know what I mean?
So, fellas, right. Educate us. Who is it?
That would be Emotions.
That's right.
Ooh. There you go.
The Emotions.
Yeah, that's right. But that's something you wouldn't hear every day on the radio. Play the one that they would play every day on the radio. Then you would know.
Definitely. That's why we are Versatile Radio. I'll play it all.
Yeah.
Except, you know, honestly, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't going to play no hardcore fucking, like, banging head stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Me personally, and I don't mean to offend anybody out there, but I'll go rock. I'll go classic rock. But as far as banging your head and noise, I can't do it yet. You mean?
You're like more contemporary, urban.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, Amaretto, I'm a little bit, just a little bit younger than you. And and when I was young, when I was like maybe like eight years old, 7 years old, I fell in love with the Bee Gees. You remember the Bee Gees? Of course.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
And you know, that whole movie, Saturday Night Fever, you know what I mean? Like, the whole soundtrack, it's just like, I mean, till this day, I can't stop watching it. You know what I'm saying? If they're replaying it or having some type of marathon on Saturday Night Fever, I'm right there. I mean, I just love that. And the whole disco era, to me personally, I also believe that led to freestyle music also. What do you think?
I'm listed at discomusic.com. If you go there, Amaretto is basically there because we were young American Latinos, you know, reared in disco, rock, rap music. We also, all we drank was Coca-Cola and MTV. So we're the first generation of Latin hip-hop.
Yes. Thank you.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine, fill my world around. Darling, this love will shine, girl. Watch it and see.
And welcome back to Versatile Radio, and that's why we are Versatile Radio. I want to real quick give a shout-out to DJ Shadow, Mr. Ivan Hernandez, and just send him a whole lot of love and recovery and a whole lot of prayers.
He said he was feeling really sick, so he might just very well have gone to the hospital.
Most definitely. Can I ask you a question, Amaretto?
Yeah.
If you had a choice to listen to any song that you wanted to listen to right now, what would you listen to?
Well, I would like to hear the Gypsy Kings.
I don't. You school me.
Oh. Okay, well, when we came out basically with our little Latin hip-hop stuff, it also ricocheted into, Gypsy King era that went right into Gloria Estefan. So, like, if you really want to know, you should really get into the book or get into read an Introduction to Latin Hip-Hop by Rhythm King Records. And you'll
all
find them all there.
Definitely take
Gypsy King. Also, Brown Sugar was another one.
Brown Sugar. Mr. Eric, are you familiar with any of those?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about it.
Can you hear me out
there?
Can you hear me out there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Gotcha. Ask me again. What would you like?
I asked. Go ahead. Tell them the names you just threw out.
Yeah, the Gypsy Kings, they're a Spanish flamenco guitar, hand clapping,
pop dance music group. I remember them.
Yeah, and also they basically, you know, pulled off the bambaleo. It was also, which led to, like, these two girls that would dance this groove. They were called Brown Sugar. They called themselves Azúcar Morenos. I'd like to hear that again. That flavor come back again.
Well, you know what? Check this out. You got me on that one because I don't have that song in my studio.
I went to California to hear them play. I went out there to see Gloria Estefan. You're going to find it out. I know you're going to research it. I know you will.
Yes, I definitely.
I went out there because nobody over here had it. No, I went over there. By the time Gloria Estefan came this way with radio, you know, it was a done deal.
And you know what? Can I tell you something? Back in the day when I was DJing, there was a whole lot of freestyle music that I could not get out here. You know what I'm saying? And I was so desperate and such a freestyle freak fanatic back then that I swear to God, I would have hitchhiked to New York just for the music. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's real talk, though, you know? And that's just how much I love freestyle. And once again, we respect your music. I'm Moretto. This is Mr. Eric right here. He is also another artist out here on the West Coast.
Nice.
You know, my mom has always told me to save the best for last. And, you know, hopefully, you know, no offense. It's just his music is very, very new, very new. And I was telling him earlier today because I actually received one of his CDs. What was it, a couple of weeks ago, correct, Eric?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. And and listening to it, I couldn't really, you know, I liked the whole get down of it and that. And I just couldn't see it being any type of music nowadays until, you know, the past couple of weeks listening to Power 106, Kiss FM, 99.1, all the major stations out here. I'm hearing some music that sounded like it, and I'm like, oh, hell, like, what the hell, you mean? This type of music that Mr. Eric is doing is coming back over here.
Right.
On the
West
Coast. This is some type of music, Amaretto. Like, do you remember Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You remember that soundtrack? you know, I don't listen to the radio a whole lot. It's very rarely, and that's only when I jump into my car. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Other than that, when I'm home, I'm working and my own shit. You know what I mean? But excuse my language. Yeah. So, but this type of music right here is just, it's tripping me out, you know, and I'm just like, wow, it's coming back, you know what I mean? And this is like an 80s type of, I don't know how to explain it, and I apologize to all you listeners. I don't have his track uploaded into my studio quite yet. We still have about 50 minutes left of the show, and I definitely, Mr. Eric and I, we'll try to get that uploaded. I do have this CD. I just, you know, this show here was kind of a last minute thing, and on behalf of yes, Mr. DJ Shadow, which will be airing again on Freestyle Paradise Radio, and I did this for him, for us, for all of us actually, and is why is that, it doesn't seem like I'm so prepared, but. Yeah, definitely. Mr. Eric, thank you again for joining us. I'm going to go ahead.
You got it.
Yeah. Right now I'm going to play this song right here. It's called Can't Run From It. And this is a TC Productions song right here that is on our mixtape coming up by Mr. Tri Polar himself. And you guys enjoy this right quick, and we'll be right back.
Watery again, they hit it there, let it play. I pick my mind and then I'm on my way, don't let it stray. You ain't nothing you can run from. Twist in place, twist in days until my tongue's numb. Have no regrets in life, that's why they hate me. I smoke my stress in my pipe until it's empty. Don't even try, you can't rise on this arm rail. I see them die when they ride, choosing high ground. My strategy is handle beats the way the rain should. If they could sound like me, then they would learn good. I'll feel the hoodie in my sound. On the low bro, I wish they would grab the wood and let the smoke go. There's no escaping, I've been waiting with the ransom. No delay with my pay, I throw a tantrum. Don't need a hang and I've been handling it high. Move around through my ceiling, so I'm standing at the top. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. No matter what you think you have, you can't run from it. Put down the gap, we'll make them battle, watch them come for it. I'm running hard from the stuff that never takes my heart. We the scars make me part, no more faces are. You can't run from it, so don't cry. I'm caught up in the fun of it, that's no lies in the strain. I'm seeking for a new star. The rest of me is just a reason to take a few swaps. I fall in debt and die, and it's like a drive-by. Why in my soul at rest, they wanna try. I'm never damn, set you up and take the crown. I'm repping with my weapon, so you bet not make a sound. I'm moving through the hoops to reach the truth. I got my troops, find my boots and let them lose the flame. This one, bang this song and let it ride. You can feel how you feel, but it's always felt inside. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. You couldn't run from it, even if you tried. Become but up a dumb, caught me creeping in the night. Leave the lights on, in case they wanna try something. Job button, blast back, I feel inside nothing. Melt the cast to see a war, take a finger. I need a way to give me more so I can stay numb. If you think you get away, then go and try, dog. Release. Feel not good enough.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, Freestyle Paradise, and we still have Amaretto on the line and Mr. Eric. Are you guys? Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes. Right here.
Eric, can you hear me?
Eric Bush is still here.
What's that?
I said I'm still here.
All right, cool. Hey, what do you think, or what is your, what's your input on his freestyle music? Do you remember that type of music?
I remember it, but I really was really into to freestyle.
You weren't? Okay.
No. I was more into the, you know, more into the dance R&B.
Okay, all right. All right. I just, you know, thought that I'd ask you right quick. Well, you know that music right there to me, you know, it's really heartfelt, and I know to Miss Amaretto herself.
Yeah.
And definitely, I'm gonna play this song right quick, and we'll be right back. Radio, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Very fine.
Yeah. All right, all right. What you guys know about that song?
It's older.
It's older. Shoot, it ain't no older than you, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Bastard. What happened?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
working
out
thing by who's it by? Sly Stick of the Wind.
Your dad is there?
That's my dad. My jefito's right here, Mr. Eddie Fisher himself. Yes, he is.
That's
and
what
he
I
normally
thought.
Does he no oh, he actually just got here. But he normally does the this. Oh, he said that's Patty Drew, Spence. That was Patty Drew, you guys. He normally does the Sunday night oldie show, and you know we're working on something really really big that are going to be previewed just on Sunday through the Versatile Radio and the Blog Talk Radio Network, and. Yeah, Mr. Fisher, he's a very busy man, but he does know his stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amaretto says, oh, fuck.
Amaretto, what's up, girl?
Hello. How are you out there?
Yeah, she says, how are you out there? Here you go.
Hello, Mr. Fisher.
Hey.
What's up? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Amaretto. And I've been hearing but good things about you, girl.
Thank you.
About there?
Yeah,
you
I'm there.
About there? Come on, man.
Say that again.
I said I hear you tearing it up out there.
Oh, you think? Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, I guess you could say that.
That's good. That's good. Keep it up. Keep it up, girl.
Yeah, thank
you. You're headed to stardom.
Thank you so much for the compliment. I love your radio show.
What's that?
I love the radio show.
You lost it?
I love. It sounds
oh, you
great.
You love it. You love
yeah.
it.
Love the radio
okay.
show. Cool, cool. All right, all right.
man. I'm waiting for you to go gold, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you take care of yourself. Here's Mary.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
El tiempo pasa.
Oh, man.
Hey, mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say, Papa was a golden stone.
Everything. I wanna run.
like you. And even though it was wrong, I fell in love with you. Now we sit here, not really knowing what to do. But I'm sure that you know I give the world for you. If I could run away with you, I wouldn't even think twice. I promise, girl, I'll put it all on the line. I know forever seems to be a long time, but that's what I'm seeing when I look into your eyes. And it don't matter what your friends might say, cause I know deep inside you feel the same way. You can tell me what you want, but I could read your mind. So quit lying to yourself and put your hand in mine. I get excited every time you come close, and being right here with you is what I love the most. So anytime you're feeling lonely inside, we can run away together, leave this world behind.
We can run away.
Your lips next to mine, holding up your hand as you looked in my eyes. What must have happened to the love we both felt inside? Emotions were strong and the feeling was right. Now we don't speak anymore, you went your own way. If that's what love's about, then I was misled. Go ahead and take your time, if that's what you need. My love for you's forever, my heart for you bleeds. Things happen for a reason, so I ask myself, should I be strong and wait to move on to someone else? I know you still love me, I can feel it inside. You always kept it real, no games, no lies. If you ever feeling lonely, feel the need to get away, call me up, I'll be there. Together we'll run away, girl.
We could run away.
Versus Power Radio. We're about to go ahead and close it up right now. I want to thank Amaretto and Eric and AC the promoter for joining me tonight. And anybody that's listening, you can always replay this episode or download it. The links are on every single one of our Facebook pages. And once again, thank you, Amaretto. Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Yes, thank you.
You got it.
All right, and I look forward to our episode coming up Tuesday. Mm-hmm. which will feature Mr. Young Throb, Tripolar, CJ Menace, and some more freestyle music mixes by DJ Shadow. All our prayers to Mr. Ivan, the Shadow.
Hopefully he gets better.
Yes, he has issues, medical issues right now, and he's still in all our prayers, and we appreciate all you listeners. We will be broadcasting on Freestyle Paradise Radio on Tuesday, so you guys stay tuned for that. It's going to be a real big show. Once again, thank you, Amaretto. Thank you, Mr. Eric. We will be playing your songs also Tuesday, the two tracks that, that you have. And you guys are really going to love his music. He's with it. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Eric?
I'm old enough to know better and young enough to do it.
All right. And you know what? But I'm going to tell you this. You weren't old enough to name that oldie, though, were you? And so thank you and good night. Thank you guys for joining me once again. Merch Power Radio, Freestyle Paradise Radio, live with Amaretto. Thank you guys.